times is we're bringing in our skill set. We're bringing in our wares. We're bringing in our triumphs. We're bringing in our goods. We're bringing in all of our like godly wisdom, our godly essence, our godly satisfaction. In English, all of our abilities, all of our natural abilities, when we surrender to the light, are already apparent, meaning that they're already unfolding. So it's very important that we string them along. In other words, we're opening up to our psychic abilities, we're opening up to our manifestation abilities, we're releasing our alliance with our ego, and we're triumphing with ease. So that was like very wordy, and that was a lot. And they're saying that's the point. The point is we're merging effortlessly. I just love that, effortlessly. So the more that they keep saying this, string the pearls along. In other words, the more that we consent to all that's unveiling, to all that's being, that's establishing, to all that's increasing, we're gonna draw from our very heart. So we wanna remember that we've each been trained, to follow the mind. And the mind doesn't know. It doesn't know that we're source. It doesn't know we're eternal. And so when we follow the heart, we're really following a new authority. We're following a new template, a new obligation. But that obligation isn't like really an obligation. It's more of a sincere gesturing. In other words, it's an offering. And it's a very, very good offering. It's a very well-traveled offering. When they said well-traveled, there's an impulse. There was a persuasion. There was a gifting. There was a readiness. So the well-traveled is who we all already are. In other words, we've already been enlightened in many due seasons. We've already been gifted. We've already been increased. So the more that we understand that we're simply returning to our holiness, to our very essence, to, they're saying, the room with the view, meaning that we can see with our spiritual sight, and that all of this is ever increasing. So that ever increasing is quite significant, because it doesn't have to be hard and it doesn't have to take long. We simply have to be ready to take good advice. So good advice is we're learning the heart's approach. We're learning our destiny. We're learning the sign of the times. We're learning a new way of existing on Mother Earth. So the more that we understand we're learning a new way, it all is really, really very easily going to come together, because we're no longer splitting hairs. What they mean by that is we're no longer residing just with the split mind, just following old trappings or old suggestions or old placements. As we find the heart sincere. So the heart sincere is the heart knows the way. It's almost like the heart knows the secret passage. It knows the upper room. It knows like all these pathways that you can't see down below. So when you're trapped in lower consciousness, when you're trapped in fear, it doesn't seem like there's anywhere to go. But once you're handed the torch, so the torch is going to be the light, the torch is going to be the favored way, then all of our natural abilities, all of our natural adjustments readily present. So when I'm like bringing this forth, I also have Green Man right by my side, which is wonderful. It's fantastic. I normally do not have Green Man by my side. So this is the whole point. The second we say go, the second we say yes, the second we say triumph, the second we say yes, please, we're brought forth already facility, we're brought forth already advancement, we're brought forth the keys of the kingdom, we're brought forth all of our natural delicacies. So again, our natural delicacies are the way of the heart. We've all been trained, we've all been studied, we've all been increased. So what we're doing now is we're simply remembering, we're simply restoring, we're simply reconnecting. So when all of us look at seers, yogis, whoever it is, like, ooh, they have skills I really admire, there's a reason for the focus. There's a reason for the glance, because you're really looking at your ancient history. You're really looking at your ancient self. You're really looking at days gone by. So it's not about the days, it's about the natural increase. In other words, it's about our natural gifting that is soon to be interfaced, that is soon to be seen, that is soon to be acquired in the most natural establishment ever, meaning that it's really just our natural self. So the more that we understand that our natural self inside already knows the way home, already knows how to manifest, already knows all the spiritual giftings, already knows how to be the alchemist, already knows how to reside in 5D, what we're doing is we're singing our favorite tune. In other words, we're triumphing, we're agreeing, we're allowing ourselves that dictation of increase. So allow yourselves to travel within. So traveling within is we're letting go of the noise, we're letting go of the solemn energy, and we're really allowing ourselves to shine. Not shine because. So it's sort of like, oh, I had a good day, I think I'll find my shine, my light. It has nothing to do with the trappings of fear. It has nothing to do with anything outside. It's shining because that's our true provisions, that's our true station, that's our true extremity of good pleasure, that's our true natural way. So we're simply gifting us ourselves with our natural persuasion, our natural scenery, our natural good advice. So anything where you feel that natural sensation, you feel that natural establishment. And so what we're doing is literally turning ourselves on. In other words, we're agreeing upon our light. So at all of our so-called many problems, how would I say it? It's sort of like we're raising the bar. So the problems that came forth in the old consciousness are soon to no longer exist, soon to disappear, as we establish our higher provisioning, as we establish our light, as we establish our holiness, as we establish our true remedy. So our true remedy, we want to remember the masters inside. We have all these beautiful masters that come and shake our hand and come and stir us and come and awaken us and support us. But they are all just traveling emissaries. In other words, they're here to help show the way, to help remind us of who we actually are, of who we've always been. And they're reminding us to trust that highest point, that highest attainment, that highest star, that highest flame that is right within our very midst. So the more that you can allow yourself, how would I say that, to just really be golden is the only way I can explain this. When I'm receiving us, we're just golden light. I mean, we really are. There's a body that we see with our physicality, with our physical eyes. But in essence, we're light. And we're streaming in the very best. In other words, that light is getting stronger. That light is getting more expansive. And so that light is soon to be known. So in other words, all of the history, all of the lessons in the old circumstance and the old way of existing on earth are being, how would I say that, they're just sort of like disappearing, because we're moving into our entitlement, we're moving into our light, we're moving into our expansive nature, we're moving into our blessed circumstance. And so out of this light, out of this joining with, out of this love's increase, we're soon to know ourselves. We're soon to know our full broadcast. We're soon to bring ourselves, they're saying Christ's mercy, but it's like light, our I am presence, our you know, that we're all good stewards of light, and we're here to fan our own flame. So fan our own flame is to call upon our flame, to call upon our light, to call upon our holy remembrance, to call upon our true existence. So sometimes we like to pray to whoever it may be, Jesus, Moses, Saint Germain, whoever it is. And that's all lovely and wonderful. But what we're learning how to do is to pray to our own divine presence, our own I am presence, our own Christ presence, our own Buddhahood, our own mastery. And so as we will take it, they're saying take a shot in the dark, meaning like we're kind of new at this, we're still learning. But as we have that willingness to try, as we have the faith of intention within, that's literally all we need. So it's like the faith as small as a mustard seed is all we need to get readily started. So allow this advancement to be permanent, meaning that we're growing in our new lifestyle. We're growing in our new light source. We're growing in our advanced state. We're growing in our advanced increase. And so the more that we allow this to be the same, meaning that this is our new starting point, this is our new beginning, this is our new placement, our way is secure. So again, we want to remember we have all these masters, all these, like, so much support, and they're just waiting to take our hand. So they're waiting for us to show up on our path. So when we show up to join them, it's sort of like, let the party begin, let the festivities begin, let your holy name be known. So it just requires a little bit, and literally just a little bit of love certainty. So that's where your faith comes in, meaning like we believe in the light, we believe in love, we believe in our holy remembrance, we believe in the truth that's truth for everybody. And so that's so important. As we open up to our light, we're remembering for one and all. So we don't have to be knocking on doors like, do you remember, do you remember? But we're holding that consciousness. So that's so important as we release that separation identity and we move into that unified understanding of self. What we request for ourselves, we're requesting for all. What we're healing for one, we're offering that healing for the many. And so that's the quickening that's going to start staying with us always. And that's the awakening heart. So we're leaving a reality where it's really just about me, myself, and I. As long as me, myself, and I are happy, that's all that matters. So we're leaving that, and we're jumping aboard. And so we're jumping aboard that higher satisfaction where we're really all of it. We really are all. Everybody is us. Everything is us. And so the more that we, what I say that, sort of like delight in this new presentation, delight in this new approach, that's all that's needed, required to bring forth love and certainty. So any little request, prayer, desire. So it's like desiring for all to be free, desiring for all to know their light, desiring for all to be lifted up into a higher consent, to a higher consciousness, to a higher desire, truth. It's all that we offer, all that we wish for everyone else. Well, of course, it comes back tenfold. So it supports our advancement. And again, it lights the way for all to see. So again, when people are hurting, it's because they don't know their favorite name, meaning they don't know their light. They don't know they're an extension of the divine. So when we offer that, liberally, like in heavy dosing, it's present in an ongoing fashion. So when I'm looking at everyone, it's like all this light, like just imagine a water fountain. It just doesn't work from 8 to 10. It just works any time of day, any day of the week. So when we offer that love, when we offer that light, it's like a heavy note. In other words, we're stating it for all certainty. We're stating it for the duration. And that's a very powerful conclusion. We're not like, well, I like you today, so I'll offer you love, but tomorrow I don't like you, so no more love for you. So that's the old approach. The universal love is always ongoing. Whether you smile at me, whether you frown at me, I still offer you love. I offer love to you, I offer love to myself. So we want to remember, because we are love incarnate, that anytime we are not offering that love to one, to others, there's more to uncover, there's more to lift up, there's more to release. So allow your circumstances to change overnight. So when they're saying that, it's like, allow the new presentation, allow the new state of arrival, and now allow your new frequency to bring forth radical change. So radical change is not like, oh my gosh, I have to move to another country, though it may be. Radical change is you're agreeing with your light. You're no longer agreeing with your impoverishment. So whatever is in alignment with your light, it's going to manifest. It's going to appear. It's going to shine. It's going to present. So we want to remember that we're the creators. We're the creative masters. And we're discovering how to create with ease, with joy, with liberal kindness. There's one last part to that energetically. It's like, how would I say that? Like with ease. So it was just like easy, like with ease, with freedom. So allow that to be received, allow that to be established, allow that to be firmly in place. Firmly in place is, it's a given, it's declared, it's decreed, it's supported. So remember, we're offering the vibration that supports it. And we're offering it the same, meaning like ongoing, ongoing offering, ongoing support, ongoing increase. So as we receive this light, we celebrate with joy. So we're not celebrating with joy because of a particular circumstance, because of a particular, oh, it's here, now I can be joyful. We celebrate with joy because joy is who we are. So we're really learning how to be joyful, how to be present in love, how to be light, regardless, not based on particular nouns, people, places, and things, but simply based on love's arrival. And this is really important because we're going to understand how much power we're working with, where that joy, that love, that frequency is literally like the conductor. It's literally what brings forth our every request. So learning how to operate from that higher divine union is the place of true beginnings. It's the place of true mastery. The energy running through on behalf of all of us is so extreme, is so bright, is so intense. I mean, it's just wonderful. So this is the point. We're learning to see, we're learning to advance, we're learning to triumph, we're learning to create, we're learning to really honor that illuminated lifestyle. So as we receive, we let go of the past, we bring forth the present reality into form. Oh my gosh, I don't know who it is that's coming forth, but they're basically saying, and now sing hallelujah. Well, we got the joy part, so I guess we can add the hallelujah part. So the hallelujah is like praising our divine self. But you understand, it's like happiness. And some of us are coming off long work days and we may not be feeling that. It's sort of like, well, how can I come from being tired to suddenly being jubilant? being happy, singing hallelujah, being free. But that's the whole point. We're learning who we truly are. We're learning to carry that torch of light. We're learning that love is the way. So it's important not to judge ourselves. It's important to sort of like just be present with what is and understand that, that love that's joining with us. It's like, it's almost like lapping against my cheek the way like a dog would, you know, lick your cheek or whatever. It's like tickly, it's joyful. So we're learning how to be in joy. We're learning how to be in love. We're learning to remember our true divinity, our true divine presence. So we can understand what a gift this is and what a joy this is and how freeing it is and how much influence and power resides within us. This is so important to understand that we're the one setting our new path or setting our new placement, and that as we keep increasing, we're going to keep understanding the power that's upon us and the practice that's unfolding. So receive in with your light, receive in your holy remembrance. Allow truth to reign. Allow truth to reign always. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. A lot of instruction.